Torreway, Northwest London, second day Chol HaMoed, Harav Shlomo Mefrischwasser Shlita, Charoses.
וחזרס וחרויסס משנה תפשימן שכח אף על פי שאין חרויסס מצווה even though חרויסס is not a mitzvah ובלזה בצודקאי ממצווה so we have a מחלויקס שכח whether חרויסס is a mitzvah the gemurah דף קוף תזיין עמד אלף asked a very simple question and the gemurah says ואילי מצווה משמי מייסר Why are they bringing charoses if it isn't a mitzvah? Bishleimer, according to Rav Luzer ben Tzuda, you bring charoses because it's a mitzvah. But the Tana Kama says it's not a mitzvah, so why do we have charoses? And the Gemara says, Omer Rav Asa Kapa. Rav Asa says, because there's some charoses to show you exactly what it means, but there is something in the Mura that is dangerous for the health, and putting it into the charoses neutralizes that danger. And then the Gemara says, Reblusa b'rabtsu d'kayma mitzvah. And the Gemara says, my mitzvah, which mitzvah is there in Charoses? Why is it a mitzvah? And the Gemara brings Reblev Yohim b'zeichel l'tapiyach. Because a lot of Rishonim learned, it was a nest that they had ladies that gave birth on their own under trees, the mitzvim shouldn't find out about it. The zeichel atit, the cement with which they made bricks. And then the Gemara goes on and says, therefore we should do both, we should make it sharp, it should be daimel tapuach, and we should make it thick, it should be daimel atit. And the Gemara says, then we have rais like Rabbi Yochanan that it was zeichel atit because we see there's a rais a tavlin zeichel atit charoses zeichel atit and then the Gemara brings another rais that the tag lecharach those people that sold tavlin in Yerushalayim used to say boy v'kli lechem tavlin a mitzvah so we have a machlokes the Tanakam learns that charoses is mishum kapa, is therefore, so to speak, for medical reasons. Ein a mitzvah, shleit in a mission. Rav Lezer Rav Tzudek says it's a mitzvah. And we have a machlokes amaruim, what the mitzvah is, whether the mitzvah is eichel atit, or eichel tapuach. Now, Tosfos here brings, that since we see that the shopkeepers in Yerushalayim are selling the tavlin, and they said, take it for mitzvah, is a raya that the halucha is as if Reb Lezer ben Tzudek, like Reb Lezer ben Tzudek, who holds that it was a mitzvah. And Tosfos brings that in the Piyut of Shabbos Agudel, there's the Piyut for Reb Yosef Lem Tovim, who at the end where he brings all the haluchas, and he says that charoses zeichel atit. So it's clear in Tosfos that Tosfos holds that the Tana Kama. There's no zeichel atit, there's no mitzvah element. It's purely there in order to help you from kapa. And the blazer of Tzudah calls it a mitzvah. And Tosfos says, halucha like the blazer of Tzudah, that it's a mitzvah. Now the Rambam, in Perish HaMishnayis, says something that's very mechudish. The Rambam of Perash HaMishnayis seems to be learning that the Tana Kama, who argues with Rabbi Lezer Rav Tzudek, also holds that the reason why we take Charoses is Zeichel Atit. And he brings down how you make it, He says it's made in with a peiros, and you put in chaimed, you mix it together. And the Rambam says clearly, you put in tavlin zeichelatit. Reb Luzer ben Reb Tzudik chaimed. Reb Luzer ben Reb Tzudik says it's a mitzvah. So the Rambam has a chayre shver. What is the difference between the Luzer ben Reb Tzudik and the Tanna Kama? Both say it's zeichelatit, and the Rambam says according to Reb Luzer ben Reb Tzudik, you make a brucha, because. And the Rambam says in Parashat Mishnayos that Rabbi Ezer of Tzudik holds you make the brucha shekedushuni b'mitzvos of tzibuni al achilas charoses. So it seems that the Rambam learns that the Tanna Kamma also holds that charoses is a mitzvah, but the Tanna Kamma says it's not. It's a chilatit, but a brucha you don't make on it. Hagami says the words ain't a mitzvah. He means to say it's not a mitzvah that warrants a brucha. Rabbi Ezer of Tzudik says no. It's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. It's a bi'alam mitzvahs, and you have to make a brucha.
Separate brucha on the charoses.
Separate brucha on the charoses. Now the Rambam adds, "Valucha kachachomim." The aluch is like the chachomim, not like a blazer with tzudik, and you don't have to make a brucha. Now the chayyim is an often a kasha. So the Gemara starts off, and the Gemara says, "V'loy mishem mitzvah mishemai ma'isala." Why do you have to bring it according to the Tanna Kamma? And the Gemara said, you're bringing it Mishim Kappa. It would seem from the Gemara, very clearly, that were there not to be a danger of Kappa, the Tanna Kamma would say that you don't have to bring Charoses. That's Mamish like Tosis learns, it's there for medical reasons. It's there in order to prevent the danger of Kappa. So how does a Rambam say that the Tanna Kamma says that it's a Zechelatit? If it's Eichelatit, then the Gemara shouldn't have said, Mishamai Maisa, why are you bringing it? Of course you bring it. You're bringing it to Eichelatit. Now, there's another problem. There seems to be a stira. The Rambam, in Perek Zayin, because until now we were referring to a Rambam in Perek HaMishnayis. The Rambam in Perek Zayin Milchus Chumetz Matzah, Aluch Yid Aleph, the Rambam says, HaCharoises Mitzvah Medibrei Soifrim Zeiche Letit Shehoya Oivdim Boi B'Mitzrayim. So the Rambam phrases, HaCharoises is a Mitzvah D'Rabuna Zeiche Letit V'Keitzet Oysen Oysa Loichim Temurim V'Groigilis V'Tzimikim V'Kiyoitzabem V'Dosen Oysa. This is how you make it. You put it chayim. It's actually the same as he says in Perek Mishnayis. Mavi and Oisa la Shulchan b'leila haPesach. And then the next halucha Yid Beis, the Rambam continues and says Achilas Mura ain't a mitzvah min haTorah b'fnei atzma, because mitzvah Mura min haTorah is only if you have the Korban Pesach. Yimedivre Safrim lechol Mura levade b'leil ze afila ain't shom Korban Pesach. Rabbanan is the mitzvah that you should eat. You should eat Mura. So the Rambam is sort of classifying the mitzvah of Mura and the mitzvah of Charoses in the same terms. Both of them he calls a mitzvah medivra sofim. Says the Lecha Mishnah that the Rambam was chayzer from the Parashah Mishnah. So the Rambam is pasking according to the Chacham. Says the Lecha Mishnah according to Blazer Betzudik. And he says Charoses is a mitzvah. He doesn't mention a word about Kappa. He doesn't mention a word about the danger. But the Rambam of Perek HaMishnah says that according to the Blazer Reb Tzudik, you have to make a brucha on charoises. So why doesn't the Rambam in Seif Ayad, why doesn't the Rambam bring down that you make a brucha on charoises? And on the contrary, the Rambam enumerates the things on which you make bruchas, Pesach and Ayat. So he says you make a brucha on matzah, you make a brucha on mura, and he doesn't mention charoises because the chayil in the Rambam holds that you don't make a brucha on charoises. So he says, but if he's paskening like the blazer of the tzudik, why don't you make a brucha on charoises? And he remains with the tzurchiyin. Tzurchiyin, pobus machmenish kabrucha. Now the Tor also shtelz on this shala, why we don't make a brucha on charoises. He's also assuming, but that's a Rambam, that the Rambam is paskening like Reb Leizer Reb Tzudik. It seems so, and he says, because Charoises is tuful to the Mura, So Mamela, with the brucha you make on the Mura, patas the chalaisis. In the Zal Pesach state, same thing as in the Beni Menoyach. The Beni Menoyach says, V'em yishul mepnei ein ma'am evorchen ala chalaisis, ti yachir v'lefi she'ein anechel b'fnei atzmoi, v'yitferi l'lema she'udum toivul boi. And he compares it to a lilith, the yon you make the brucha on the tinnus lilith, because the others are tofu, the other minim are tofu. But then we really have to understand, what is the machlaikas between the Rebbe Elazar ben Tzedek and the Rabbanan according to this? Both hold that it's a mitzvah, it's zeichel etit, that's what the Rambam says in Perashat Mishnayos. And it's seemingly the Rambam is passing to Rebbe Elazar ben Tzedek, and the Rambam says you don't have to make a brucha. So both hold you don't have to make a brucha. So what is the nafkimin? The Bach, in Hilchos Pesach, the Bach says, it's a nafkimin, the Rambam holds that you toivel the matzah also in Charaisis, because here, the Tanakhama says, it starts off with kappa. So maybe the mitzvah is only on mura, on vegetables, maybe kappas. But matzah wouldn't apply. It's a mitzvah, you should be tied with everything. All the achilas alayin and chalaisas. I thought maybe we could perhaps find a different mahalach. I'd like to, I would like to say that the Rambam passes like the Tanakhama. The Paiskim don't assume that way. The Paiskim assume that the Rambam Yad is passing like the Rebbe Elazar ben Tzedek. But I want to explain a little bit the surah of the Torah, that the Torah says that charoisis is tufel to mura. What does that mean? There's a mitzvah of charoisis. In what way is it tufel to mura? In Hilchus, we know this is Tfeila and Ika. Here we have two mitzvahs. Tinnus Lilav is Achagos Adi and how it works. Take them all together. Shadu Achadazai, I'm eating it together. This is the bigger Chaylik, the Mura. But we have to come back to our initial Kash. Let's go back to Rambam Peresha Mishnayis. The Rambam Peresha Mishnayis says that the Tanakhama also holds Zeicha Letit. So we ask the question, so why does the Gemara ask, according to the Tanakhama, why do you bring it? And the Gemara answers, you bring it Mishan Kappa. The Rambam says it's Zeicha Letit. I thought Efshek Kenzan Azai. Let's start off with the Rebbe Elazar ben Tzedek. Rebbe Elazar ben Tzedek holds that there's a mitzvah in the Rabbunon, a mitzvah derabunan of charoisis, just like there's a mitzvah derabunan of mura, there's a mitzvah derabunan of zmanazeh, there's a mitzvah derabunan of charoisis.
Why is it separate?
What's that?
Separately, a
spool of
charoisis, not together with mura.
Yeah. It could be that. Let's wait just a minute, and it could be that he taka holds that way. We'll see as a mahalach, because the Rambam says, what brucha do you make? Ashekershuni b'mitzvoyis b'tzavuni. Achilas charoisis. So it would be mashma maybe that at the same time as the mura, you take charoisis, but lav dafka that it's dipped in. But let's give it a minute or two. Let's wait a minute. So what is the machlokes between the Tanakhama and the Blazer of Tzedek? So Blazer of Tzedek holds there's an etzem mitzvah of charoisis. Now it could be that mitzvah of charoisis. You eat it together with the mura, you dip in the mura, but the Chazal wanted that there should be charoisis. By the Pesach table, it should be used zeichel etit. The Tanakhama says that be'etzem there is no mitzvah. Chazal wouldn't be misak in charoisis. But when you take mura, you have to dip it into something, because otherwise there's a danger. So Chazal said you should dip it into charoisis, which is zeichel etit. So Chazal weren't mechayev the charoisis mitzad atzmisoi, but Chazal said this tibble that you're doing, which you would have done anyhow, you should do in Charoises. And that ben etzem et benfet noch agoisa kasha. Because it's clear from the Gemara in Psuchim Kuf Tazayim that there's a number of things with which you could do tibble. You don't have to do tibble in order to take away kappa. The Gemara says the most effective way is with chamima, with hot water, pashtus it means. That kills the kappa. So if the Tanakhama holds you're only taking it mishum kappa, why does he say you should take charoises? Do whatever you want, whatever you do a whole year round to eliminate the kappa. That's what you should do Pesach by night. The Talmud says that the Rambam upkalam the Gemara, that the Gemara means to say that what that it isn't the Yisrael, they wouldn't have been mechayiv you to bring charoises. Now because you're anyhow being toivul hom chazal gezul, this tvila that you're doing you should do with charoises zeichel etzit. And Rabbi Luzer ben Tzudik says it's irrelevant because Rabbi Luzer ben Tzudik holds there isn't the danger of kappa. If she does all the danger, he says Rabbi Luzer ben Tzudik says no. Chazal wanted you to use charoises. Now it could be that they said you should use it b'shas tivul because that's when you're going to be tivul anyhow, so you should use the charoises. But Chazal be'etzem wanted the charoises. Mashenken Rabbi Luzer ben Tzudik says the chiyav is hamasa hativul that you're going to do should be done with charoises. So Mamelai Bazoi, I understand now the Gemura. The Gemura says, Mishamai Maisa, the Tanakhama says that Charoises is not inherently a mitzvah, it's only there because of something else. And Chazal said you should do it with Kappa, with Charoises, Echelatit. So the Gemura says, what is this other thing? Why are you bringing it? So the Gemura, yes, I'm bringing it, Mishim Kappa. And Chazal said that when you're bringing it, Mishim Kappa, you should bring it. You should do that. You should use charoises for that purpose. So the meiloi bazoi ich kenn zed zegit dehen. So ich was amuzet the etzem the Rambam paskins like the Tanakhama, and he holds it's a mitzvah medivra seifrim to use charoises zeichel etit. But the mitzvah isn't to take charoises as charoises. Now the mitzvah is, the tivul that you would be normally doing should be done with charoises. Now Rabbi said, the tivul that you normally do is zicha, a tuffel. The chamim, let's say you do it with hot water, with chaymas, things that the Gemara say help. It's a tuffel, you tip it in, and it's a tuffel to the vegetable. So the mitzvah is that this tfeilus should be done with charoises. So memeiloi bazari, You don't make a brucha on the charoises because the charoises is a maisa of tivul in a tuffel. So the brucha that you're making on the mura patters the charoises as well, because what you're doing is the tivul which you normally would do, which is a maisa tfeilus. This maisa tfeilus you should do with charoises. But Mamela is a tuffel to the charoises, and it doesn't need a brucha b'fnei atzma. Ma she'enkin ablezer b'rem tzudik. Now we're understanding Gishmak and Machloikis. Blezer b'rem tzudik says charoises mitzvah. There's a heftz of mitzvah of charoises. Charoises is a mitzvah. So Mamela said ablezer b'rem tzudik said you have to make a brucha. It should be a tuffel. He says it's not a tuffel. It's a mitzvah on its own. It's a mitzvah of charoises. God, it could be that we'll talk about this in a second. It could be that you it's also derech tibul, or maybe you eat together mura with charoises. But the heft of the mitzvah is charoises. There is the abeth of charoises that you have to have charoises by Pesach b'nai. Shenken the Rambam, no, it's not derech tibul. Chavar tachzim of demashtik l'raya.
Nafkumina would be if somebody hasn't got mura.
Nafkumina could be.
Yeah, if he hasn't got Mora, should he still have Charoises?
It could be according to the Rambam. Because you see, the Rambam holds that Charoises, everything goes into Charoises, Matzah goes into Charoises, everything. Let's see it for a second. I mean, and those, we're learning Rambam doesn't pass in the Blazer, but Tzudik, but those that hold the Rambam pass in the Blazer, but Tzudik, you do see such a Musa. It has a. There is a Modcha. And the Modcha seems to be saying that you need to take a kezayis of charoises. Kim de mashal, and the mashal is magia the malcha, and he says kezayis pesach, not charoises. Magia. On Malachi there's a sefer called, it's printed at the bottom of the Malachi. Malachi is Hilchus Erev Pesach. After Hilchus Pesuchim, there's a shtickle, Leilat Nisht Erev Pesach, Seder Pesach. Having space, I do the Seder. So it's called Big De Yesha, Haguas on the Malachi. So he says, Mashal was Megiyah. He says, because Mechit Esa, you should need a Kazayas Chalaisas. Mechit Esa. So he says, I don't find this so schwer. Maybe the Malach Paschal is like a, as he says, maybe the Malach Paschal is like a Rebbe Tzudik. So there's a mitzvah of Chalaisas. The whole mitzvah is the Achila, hey, because Ayas. So he's saying, according to the Tanakhama, you don't need a Kazayas Chalaisas. According to the Rebbe Tzudik, you need to be Toivel, he learns Elam, you're Toivel the Mura Charoises, but you have to be Toivelet into a Kazayas of Charoises. Because Charoises is a mitzvah, and yet the mitzvah is connected with Achila, even though Malt is Mashmi and don't actually eat it, but it has to be a Kazayas. Was Kazana Machlaikis? Why should it be Toivel Kazayas or not? He learns, the Tanakhama learns that there's a mitzvah, but the mitzvah is a mitzvah of Tibble. Whatever you do normally, do Pesach by night. But instead of using Chamimah or Chaimetz, use Chalaisas. But do whatever you do normally. So normally you don't have a Kazayas, you take just as much as you need. The Musa, the Shkia killer, Popa, you have to put the whole thing, but just as much as you need for this purpose. Masha'enkein, the Blazer B'Tzudik. Blazer B'Tzudik learns there's a mitzvah of Chalaisas. Chalaisas in itself is a mitzvah. So Mamela, you have to have a Kazayas, you have to have a Kazayas of Chalaisas. That could be that the Rambam, this Kibbutz Yosef Yigaret, who says you make the Brucha Shegreshuni Mitzoyis of Mitzavuni al, according to Blazer Ben Tzudik, al Achilas Chalaisas, that he holds you have to take eat a Kazayas, because otherwise it's very schwer. How can you make the Brucha al Achila? The Rosh Be'etzem holds that Mura doesn't need a Kazayas. Because the Shlet Al-Matzah Simroi of Yachlihu, the Yachlihu goes on the Pesach, not on the, but he says, "Bevalt Chazal bo masakan a brucha al achilas mura." You can't have a brucha of al achila unless if you have a kazayis. So you need a kazayis of achila pashtas. It could be the Rambam goes even further, even further. Parashah Mishnayis, according to Blazer of Tzudik, you actually have to eat a kazayis kolaisis. The mocha is a nishnas.
Do you find anywhere else that you have a sheer kazayis where you don't have to eat?
It's shir.
Yeah. The Shia Kazayis comes from Achila.
Pashas, it comes from Achila. Yeah. The Shlur HaKodesh says, B'midah D'machul, Shehu Mitzvah, it has to be Rui L'Achila. You have to have a Shia Achila.
Yeah.
It's a Chiddush to Kazayis.
In Nochah Bruch, and to make a Bruch on the Chareishas itself, besides Achila, according to...
According to the Blazer of Tzudik, you have to take and make a Bruch because the Chareishas is a Chafetz of Azir.
Like
Mu'an
needs a
Bo'er Pri'adum,
doesn't
Chareishas
need the
Chareishas Shahakoy? I didn't think about that. Daftach. It's as though, Chiyotzke will do noch an Akir. In Shulchan Uruch, Shleiter Nemu, something that I think most people don't do, and the Ramu says that when you make the seder plate, you have to be very careful of emavirin ala mitzvahs. You shouldn't be mav ala mitzvahs. So set your kara in a way that first comes first served. Whatever you're going to need first, that's what you will reach first. So Mamela, he says, first you take the kapa, you have the kapas and the meimelach, and he reckons everything else. And one of the things he says is because you don't put the bosa ebeya and don't put the charoises in the front line, because then you're going to be maver ala mitzvahs. Now, most people, I think, do the seida kara, as if you state in Rav HaGudas, which is apirizal, and there we're not nizr on that. So the Mishnah Brit himself, Mektun Aslu Achok Yankiv, and Shechnu Charav also is on the Achok Yankiv, and he says the main is moving why the Welt is not nizr on this Ramu, because we hold like the Achok Yankiv. Achok Yankiv says, this is Chalaisis is nishka mitzvah. So he says, you don't have to worry about chalaisis, you don't have to worry about the boots, you don't have to worry about the bayah. The only thing where you could have eim avin on the mitzvahs is on the matzah and on the mura. And then he goes on to say, even the mura he holds for different reasons in shtuka eim avin on the mitzvahs. But busa, bayah, chalaisis, nishka mitzvah. Nishka tichakya. Kibde, say to Peter Guten, the mitzvah is chashteinish. And for Zena Rambam. In Rambam steht, that chalaisis is a mitzvah with the vesafra. So he says so, and the Rambam compares chalaisis to mura. So Be'etzin, the Rambam uses the same term. Does a mitzvah with the vesafra? Does a mitzvah with the vesafra? So how can you say sinishtukadim for the mavina mitzvahs? In kol zeichotche pibigudim seems to have a beish takikasha. The paskin like the chok yarkif, the dina that you can be saimach. Then you took a aim of being on a mitzvah on Chalaisis, Musa, Musa, Bay. So I say, again, I'm not saying Pshat and the Chok Yaakov, but I wouldn't assume, the Chok Paskim seem to assume that we do Paskim like Rav Lezer ben Tzudek. But the way we learn, that's a Mezeah Kluah, that Chalaisis wouldn't be a din of aim of being on a mitzvah. Because ein mavin ala mitzvahs is when you have something that's there for a mitzvah. Be'etzem it's there for a mitzvah. It's a chafsa shal mitzvah. Is the word in for ein mavin ala mitzvahs. Here, the shoyrish that you're bringing, we're passing takala the Tanakhama, and it's a mitzvah divrei seferim, that the tibble that you're doing for medical reasons, that tibble you should do in chareis ha'zeichelatit. But b'shoyrish, what are you doing? What is your masa here? B'shoyrish, what you're doing is you're making a tefillah b'shem kappa. But I have to make that tefillah b'shem kappa in charoises zeichelatit. But b'yisod, I'm not doing a masa mitzvah here. I'm doing a masa that I would have done every night, every single time. I eat mura. I would have been toivel it in something else. Gerade, the Chazal said, this masa mitzvah you should do with charoises, and that is a mitzvah with the besofim that you should do this masa with charoises. But since the etzem masa that I'm doing is a masa of reshus, not a masa mitzvah, Chazal said you should do it. There's a mitzvah to do this reshus in a certain way. So my melech goes, oh, better to shoven kadin fin mitzvah. The chafetz mitzvah, you don't need a kizai. So that's it. Yeah, what is that? Shkizim, you know, the Shlokut says, you should take a kezai, the blaze of Reb Tzudi, but the Shkizim was a mach pizan of them. It could be God that most people do have a kezai, but a kepeda of a shkizim. We have another minute, a gozer has achus, just a mekluder gewon, lana de kids, the inyunim. So I was going to get a lucha, the master, though I introduced this by saying that in a lucha, the master, the minig and the soil is a big thing. So, maybe I also have this meaning. I just never realized it. Tosfos brings a Yishalmi, that the Yishalmi says that there's another reason for taking charoisus, and that is zechel adam. Tosfos says because of that, you should pour in dam. The shazushat in Yishalmi, pour in dam.
Yain.
Choosing the shnachulim. Yain. Pour yain zechel adam. So Tosfos says, but we learn zechel atit. That it has to be thick. So Taisa says, Amadabah, Paikhazi Amadabah. Now what we do is we make the charoisis thick. In Bishas Wachila, when we go to eat it, we pour in yayin. So Mamela, we have both malas. We have tits because it was on the table thick, and we have yayin because we have dam, zechel dam, because we pour in the yayin Bishas Wachila. Now the Tor and the Remu, the Mechaber doesn't bring this Lalucha, but the Tor and the Remu pass them like this Lalucha. But they make a shinui, a slight change to what Tosfos says. Because Tosfos says that you do it b'shas o'achila. And they say, nois then, you make it thick. Ba'al chakach, and once it's ready, ba'al chakach, you put in the yayin or the chaymetz, Solzan should be liquidy, Shem Rebbe Yechil, Zeichel Adam. So, Be'etzem, Shneitim Toysus, it has to be done in two stages. First, make it thick. and then pour in liquid. But Tosfos says, when do you pour in the liquid? B'shasa achila. The Torah and the Ramu don't say that, but they all mask him to this yisod that in order to be both yaitze, both shittas, you should first make the charoises, and then you should pour in the yad. Now there are some people who are noig as a bitaisus, and b'shas they go to eat the mura, they're about to dip in the mura and the charoises, they add the wine, and they do that. Others do it not then, but they do it at the beginning. They bring on the seder table thick charoises, and then on the seder table they add the yad. The masa in a mu zetos, you don't need to do that. In Ramu and in Torah, you don't need to do that. But what you do need to do is you have to make it in two stages. First, you have to finish the mura, so you should have the charoises thick, so it's zeichelatit, so you made something that's zeichelatit, and then you add wine, so you haven't undone it. You now made it lach zeichelatam, but you had it a chapsa, so it's a chalois tit. Once you have the chalois tit, it's not nifka. Tosfos could be holds not like that. And Tosfos holds, what I mean, what you did in the kitchen is nishnagaya. You have to do it at a Pesach table. It should have a shem tit by the Pesach table. Al kapunim, me'omar remu, metator, who seem to learn.
I
don't know how much time you want me to spend on this, but it could be you could do it Erev Yontov as well. And Be'emes Ishtetin Mugavum, that you should, with Shabbos Erev Pesach, you should do it Erev Yontov. So the Pshat, but still, do first the Charoises, first without the wine, so it has a Shem Charoises, and then add the wine. Under the Tafsum Zen Nishmak Pidon Dev, they use the wine as part of the ingredient. You take the fruit and the wine, and you mix it together. That's what was in Ramun Tosh that Nishta Zayn. I'll get the Yontz.
Yontz, Shkoyach. Amen. Amen.